The skills of a 360-degree feedback debriefer. In our last post, you may have noticed we poked a little fun at the nature of 360 feedback debriefs. That being that no matter how wonderful someone's feedback, human nature often dictates that they will always focus in like a laser beam on the, inverted commas, negative comments. This means the debriefer has to, amongst many other skills, be able to help an individual see the balance in their 360-degree feedback report. We posted before about what the role of a debriefer is. A debriefer being the person who sits down with a recipient of a 360-degree feedback cycle and shares the results with them face to face. We suggested that the role of such a debriefer was to act as an intermediary between the recipient and their feedback report. And with this in mind, we considered what the key skills of such a person should be. Before the session begins, the debriefer should prepare adequately for the session itself. They require the ability to analyse the report in isolation and begin to assess what themes are emerging, patterns that are repeating, ratings and comments that differ between different relationship groups. For example, do the peers believe something very different to the direct reports or boss? Once into the debriefing session, the debriefer needs to be able to place the recipient at ease, sufficiently that they feel free to express themselves. We find this no different in many respects to any one-to-one interaction. The key difference we feel is that the recipient understands the nature of the session, i.e. what you are there to do, and that the conversation is confidential. If it isn't, you must say this then. Establishing some position of trustworthiness is critical to be able to support the recipient through the process. Not unsurprisingly, listening is an essential skill. Actively listening to the recipient and gauging what it is they're really saying will provide you all you need to move constructively through the session. A temptation is to think about what you're going to say next, how to solve the issue, offer advice, move to action, or to simply ask another question. Resist all of these. Listen, and you will know what is the next step.